Education with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. Good morning, Dr. Jones. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
All right. I want to wish you a happy May and also a happy National Teachers Appreciation Day.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm always the teacher at heart. Always, always.
All right. So are you doing anything special?
You know, the buildings all celebrate, especially from PTA, just in general, just the parents, you know, lifting up and celebrating all of the teachers that do such great work on behalf of their children. So there are lots of wonderful things happening this week for teachers.
All right, great. Usually first part of the show, we review the school year so far that's going by ever quickly. And tell us what's happened so far this year, some of the updates, and maybe what's next.
Well, first of all, it's hard to believe there's only 2 months left. I just feel like this year has gone so quickly. You know, our staff has been working really hard preparing for graduation. We have a lot of moving up ceremonies. Our eighth grade going to ninth grade, our fifth grade going to sixth grade. All of those will take place at the end of the year. We have a very full spring athletics schedule happening right now, and not only at high school, but also at middle school. And, you know, just 2 weeks ago, all of our fourth and fifth graders, which are about 1,700 students, were treated to the annual Young People's Concert at the Performing Arts Center at Greenwich High School. And that's put on by our Greenwich Symphony Orchestra, where they perform for all of the students. And that's really something that we look forward to every single year. And it's just, we're so incredibly lucky and Greenwich to have that as a resource, not only the PAC Center itself, but the Greenwich Symphony Orchestra and the experience that they can give our children. You know, next week, I believe it's next week or the week after, it's our high school senior awards, literally right around the corner. And then our high school will also be doing the production of Fiddler on the Roof, and that is May 18th through the 20th at the Performing Arts Center. And you know, if you haven't had a chance to see what a production looks like at our high school, it's so professionally done. And we have such amazing talent at Greenwich High School that I think people would really enjoy it. So you do have to book your tickets online. So don't miss out, May 18th through the 20th at the high school.
All right. Has the date for graduation been set, hasn't it, at the high school?
It has been set. Which was really great this year because it's a little bit earlier than what we have been the last couple of years. And I want to say, let me double check myself. Yes, it's the 15th.
June 15th. Wow, that's early. It's at least a week earlier than usual, right?
Well, you know, we didn't have snow this year. So we build in 5 extra days for our calendar every year for snow days. And this year it was just such a light winter. It's been wonderful. So, mm-hmm. You know, everyone gets out pretty much a week earlier, which, because we have a February break and an April break on our calendar, usually we're almost a week later than most of the school districts around us.
Right. All right. And then I guess it's going to be pretty soon they're going to announce who this speaker is going to be, right, the commencement speaker.
Yes, we've been waiting on that. I know the students have been working hard on trying to, you know, secure the individual. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, we're speaking with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, focus on education. Do you have an update on the case of the school bus driver and the process for the action taken against that driver and also any negotiations going on?
You know, to date, I haven't had any updates whatsoever. That really is between the union and the bus driver company. You know, all I can say is that we do appreciate all of our drivers and you know, they do great work for us on a daily basis, but they are contracted through the actual bus company.
But what about the I guess it was decertifying of this driver? What was the process there? Was there due process? I think the union is saying no, but what's the side of the district side of the story?
Yeah, I actually don't know how the union handles that with their actual drivers, because when you outsource, you know, something like bus driving transportation, they're not our employee and it's not our union. So it's a very different process. But being that they have a union, I'm sure that, you know, the company deals with that appropriately to their contract. But for us, we have a decertify clause when it's outsourced like that, where if we feel like there's an unsafe situation, we just have to write a letter to the company, and then they will take care, you know, of the driver. And if they need to take the driver through retraining, whatever they want to do, they can keep the driver on, have them drive in another district after retraining, or whatever it is they choose to do. But that's just a clause in our contract to protect, you know, the interests of our children.
Can this driver return to Greenwich?
No, not after they've been decertified.
Not at any point, or is there any process for reinstatement to Greenwich, or is that it?
Yeah, once we have decertified somebody, that means they're not driving in Greenwich any longer.
Hmm. All right. Speaking with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, let's move now to the Community Service Awards that took place recently.
Well, that's just such a wonderful night. You know, first of all, you know, it's great just to have every administrator from every single building on the stage together to honor, you know, some of the best students that we have in the district who are so committed to just being great humans. The community service that they contribute is just, it's just phenomenal. And, you know, as they read about each one of these students, And you know, it's amazing at such a young age how much they're contributing to their communities. And this award was started, the Community Service Awards, it was started by former Superintendent Dr. Ernie Fleshman. And, you know, he tells a great story at the Community Service Awards generally, where he talks about, you know, he was just literally driving in town, crossing the Port Chester into Greenwich line. And there was this big sign that was talking about all the state championships we had won, which we do in Greenwich. We have amazing athletic programs. And it kind of dawned on him that we didn't, or we were not at the time, really recognizing the students who were doing some really amazing work that goes so far just beyond what you would expect from young people. And he started the Community Service Awards. And they've been in existence ever since. And that was back in 1986 when it was started. And, you know, the end of the culmination of the event is giving out the Fleshman Award to a student at Greenwich High School who has really done some phenomenal work in community service. And every year, I'm so impressed. And this year it was Stephanie Chang. There was actually a great article in the paper, you know, about the work that she has done. But it's so inspiring, and these young people are such a role model for all of their peers.
One of the things I think about is that as I recently spoke with you know, Ableist, Amy Montemuro from Ableist. They have an award that goes to students that do a lot of good work with those who are disabled. And, you know, she was saying there's no shortage of kids that would be eligible for this kind of an award. So I guess that really speaks volumes about what the things that community service things that kids are doing in all areas in the schools. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, I think we're very fortunate in Greenwich because I always say that from a public school standpoint, it's amazing how many nonprofits we have in Greenwich and how much support there is for our families and our students from food insecurity to, you know, you name it. And I think our young people grow up seeing that as a role model, and they emulate, you know, what they see. And they're really very committed to community service, and it's different than you find in a lot of communities because it's not just about, you know, I want to be an honor student on the, you know, the honor society, so I need to check off my hours. Our students really commit to organizations, and they're real change agents for helping, you know, make a difference in the community. And it really, truly is inspiring and quite amazing at what they accomplish.
All right. In times where you hear some bad stories about the young men and women, good to hear some great stories about them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back with Dr. Jones, we're going to go from students getting it done to teachers getting it done with the distinguished teachers. So stay with us here on Focus on Education, here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
at the
1990 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Superintendent of Schools Dr. Tony Jones on Focus on Education, half hour first Tuesday of each month. And at 9 o'clock, it'll be the center stage with Pamela Kuhn. All right, we talked in the last segment about all the students getting it done with the Community Service Awards. Dr. Jones, let's turn to the teachers and the Distinguished Teachers Awards that recently were given out.
Well, you know, this is a huge honor for our teachers each year who are awarded the Distinguished Teacher Award. And this is another award that dates back to, you know, 1985. So it's been around for a very long time. And when you walk into Havemeyer, you know, our central office on Greenwich Avenue, pictures line the whole right-hand side of the wall with teachers that have, you know, been honored to be a distinguished teacher. And it really is quite a process. You know, the nominations come from parents and students and colleagues, and the package itself is extensive, and it's not something that is just kind of written and tossed in. It really is quite a process. And we will be recognizing our distinguished teachers this Thursday at 5 o'clock at Central Middle School. And if you've seen our teachers in the paper, you know, recently, then you know who those individuals are. But we encourage staff to come and celebrate anybody who wants to. There's not a ticket required or anything, but the teachers will each, all six of them will give a short little speech, and, you know, they talk about just kind of how they've been inspired by the work that they do, and it really is, it's such a great night, and just some of the best of the best in our profession.
Well, if it was tough enough to find those six, now an even more daunting task of finding the one Teacher of the Year, and that falls on you, right?
It does. It does. So what will happen is we send out a letter to the distinguished teachers and let them know how the state process works. And if they're interested in being considered for the Connecticut Teacher of the Year, then they let us know. And there's a short essay that they write on one of the topics that would be required for the state Teacher of the Year. And then we actually do a classroom visit, and generally the deputy superintendent and I both go out, visit those classrooms, and kind of see everything in action. And then there's also an interview process, and in the end, one teacher is selected to go forward for the Connecticut State Teacher of the Year process. And it's one of my favorite, honestly, it's one of my favorite times of the year in regards to just being out in the classroom and, you know, to see the level and the quality of education that our children in Greenwich Public Schools receive. It really, really rises to the top.
All right. And when is that teacher then, when do you announce who that teacher is?
Just between now and the very end of the year. Obviously, in May and June, schedules are complex. So it depends how many teachers actually decide they want to, out of that group, how many want to be considered for a Teacher of the Year. Then we have to schedule with them, and we have to schedule around everything from AP testing to state testing to certain events that are happening at the schools to make sure that, you know, we can get into their classrooms on more of a just normal day.
Which is not normal as we head toward the end of the year.
Schedules get very complex towards the end of the year.
Not to mention spring fever, although it's been too cool for that, I guess, so far.
Yeah, you know, I actually like this kind of weather, so. Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, we'll take one more break, and then when we come back with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, we'll have an update.
GCH.
And we do have a Red Sox game tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays, pregame at 6:10. WGCH News Center time is 8:50. We continue with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, on Focus on Education. Reminder of the news at the top of the hour, and then 9:02, center stage with Pamela Kuhn. Okay, Dr. Jones, let's get an update on some of the projects going on. First, Central Middle School. What's the latest?
Well, Central Middle School, we have a building committee that is very, very hard at work. They meet at least once a week. And, you know, they're moving full steam ahead. Last week, the Board of Education held quite a long meeting. I think it was almost 4 hours. And it really was just looking back at the educational specifications And originally, the ed spec was right around 115,000 square feet. And as the architects started working with the ed spec, they felt there needed to be more space for the mechanical systems, hallways, things of that nature. So they were working. They wanted to push up the square feet. The Board of Ed is very committed to making sure this building is right size. So they, again, spent several hours going through the educational specification and really tweaking a few areas here and there, like an office that was 200 square feet. They might have said, okay, let's make that 180 square feet. Looking at the number of classrooms for Central, originally there were 30 classrooms in the ed spec. After really working with the principal, the people that do the scheduling in the building, they settled on 28 classrooms, so they were able to cut out, 1,600 square feet by making a small adjustment there without impacting the level of quality of education that would happen inside that building. So, everyone's really, really hard at work. And I think, the first estimate for the concept design that they're working on right now will come in around May 24th. And so at that point, we'll at least have some idea, very early idea, about the cost. And I think that's what everybody is kind of waiting on right now. Currently, the building is sitting at about 125,000 square feet. And that's just over 80,000 square feet of program space. And what that means is program space is what you need to run the programs that we have in Greenwich. And, Greenwich is unique in our own community. You can't compare one community building to another community, up the coast. Because, for instance, in Greenwich, we have orchestra. There are a lot of middle schools that don't have an orchestra. They don't need an orchestra room. We have an auditorium, in our middle school that is appropriate for a full-scale performing arts program. Some schools don't have that when you look around Connecticut. So, it's making sure that we have three middle schools that all have parity across the district and that we build the right middle school that is going to be wonderful for not only academics but performing arts and athletics. For our children and for our teachers and our staff. So we're really excited about this project, and we can't wait to continue to move forward.
But do bring your calculator to these meetings, right? Some of the numbers kind of can blow your head up.
Well, I will say last week's meeting, there were 44 different motions, which were adjustments to the ed specs. Again, just with the board trying to roll up their sleeves and really put in the hard work to make sure that the building is the right size and really trying to keep the building where it meets the educational quality of expectation for Greenwich Public Schools, but really making sure that it's right size. There is not one extra room in this building. It is not and as supersized, I've heard people use that word. It absolutely is not. It is the size that you need to run the programming that we have for Greenwich Public Schools, for Central Middle School. And again, we do have band and orchestra, and, we have a very strong arts program. We have a great athletics program, and it's really just trying to make sure they have the spaces that they need to continue the programming that we've had for decades in that building. Probably the biggest area is the academic side, which, there are a lot of middle schools across the country, not just in Connecticut, where you have one block of English, for instance. You just have one block in English. And in our middle schools, again, for a very long time, decades, we have always focused on writing and reading. We have two blocks of English because we value that in Greenwich Public Schools and feel that it's that important. But that means on every grade level, you need some extra classrooms because you have an extra teacher. You have two English teachers, not one, per team. So, we really are trying to get this right, and it's going to be just a beautiful, wonderful school when it's built.
All right. Speaking with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, here on Focus on Education on WGCH, and we go from Central Middle School to the renovation of Old Greenwich School. Give us an update on that, if you could, please.
Well, I feel like I'm still at the RTM committee meetings last night. We were talking about both of these.
Mm-hmm.
for Old Greenwich, again, you know, they have a wonderful building committee that just they're meeting every single week. They're working at light speed. And for Old Greenwich, it really is about, you know, renovating and updating a building that really needs some work. But the great thing about Old Greenwich is that the building was built at a time where construction was just done so well. So the bones of the building are fantastic, but it does need a lot of work. It needs a new entry, not only for safety, but also for ADA access. It needs, you know, HVAC. Right now there are just window units sprinkled around the building. We have some staff that literally are in mechanical closets and working out of spaces that just weren't designed to be small classroom spaces or office spaces, so they need to fix those. It has an issue with water sewage that does back up into the lower level of the building, and they're really working to design a system that will rectify that situation long-term, not a short-term fix, but a long-term fix. And again, they're doing some really great work there. And, you know, they're on track to be ready to submit in June to the Office of School Construction. But if that were the case, and they are on track to submit in June, we would have to go for an interim between now and June because the budget was not approved for the full renovation. So I'm sure the board's going to be discussing this project during May and June again. As the building committee continues to move forward so quickly.
All right. Do you have a safety and security update?
You know, we put out about a week and a half ago, we put out a safety and security newsletter, and that was at the request of our PTA. And, you know, it's quite lengthy. There is a great interview that our high school media class actually conducted with Chief Heavey, Chief of our police, and you know, it really was just to let parents know that, you know, safety and security is of the utmost importance in Greenwich Public Schools, and we wanted them to know some of the things that we have been doing. Just this year alone, we've added, you know, more than 85 additional cameras across the district. We've added five full-time officers that are patrolling our schools in K-8, which we have never had before. So one officer takes three buildings in close proximity, and they're patrolling all day long. They get out of their cars. They walk around the buildings. They walk inside the buildings. Very, very high visibility. And what that really does is it means that we also, should there be any sort of incident, we have a very, very short response time, literally within, you know, 120 seconds. We could have somebody there, and that's very, very important. And, you know, I think that we work so closely with Greenwich Police Department and really to collaborate on best practice. And, you know, we're really proud of the work that we do together. And, you know, I could not be more grateful to our Greenwich Police Department and Chief Heavey for all the work that they do and the guidance that they give us as a school system on safety and security.
All right, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. Another half hour in the books on Focus on Education. And Dr. Jones, the school year is going to be almost over when we next meet in June. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it, actually. I think it's gone so quickly this year.
It has. All right, great. Thanks for your time this morning. Have a great day, and we'll talk again in June. Take care.
Thank you.
Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones on Focus on Education, first Tuesday of the month at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. Anyway.